And finally today, Beethoven's opera Fidelio is the story of a man who has been unjustly imprisoned. And now a group of artists has updated it by placing Fidelio literally into today's incarceration system and bringing the voices of those men and women to the stage. NPR culture correspondent Anastasia Siulkas recently sat down with some of the opera's cast and creative team.
In this updated version of Fidelio, put on by New York City's Heartbeat Opera, the main character is Stan, a Black Lives Matter activist who has been thrown into solitary confinement. His wife, Lee, tries to rescue him. In person, this production is small, just a handful each of instrumentalists and singers on stage at New York's Metropolitan Museum of Art. But it was a much larger effort. Ethan Hurd is a co-founder and artistic director of Heartbeat Opera.
I revisited the story and was just so struck by the idea of a wrongfully incarcerated man and this amazing woman, his wife, who infiltrates the prison where she believes he's been kept. And it felt like an opera we could really update for a contemporary American version.
The emotional apex of Fidelio is a scene in which the prisoners are allowed a brief outing into the fresh air, exulting in a passing moment that feels just a little bit like freedom. In thinking about that scene, Hurd and co-musical director Daniel Schlossberg hit upon a much larger idea that spoke to what they really wanted this production to address: mass incarceration in America. They connected with a prison choir director in Minnesota, who in turn put them in touch with other groups. So in Heartbeat's production, singers from six prison musical groups, a mix of volunteers and men and women who are incarcerated, are the ones singing. Ethan Hurd explains.
And in March of 2018, Dan and I were able to visit these choirs in person, four of the choirs, and film and record and incorporate that into the show.
Their recordings, made in the prison facilities and stitched together digitally, are projected onto the stage. Daniel Schlossberg says this moment in the opera is everything. It's heart and soul.
This is where, for me, Beethoven really shines, both in his philosophy about justice and freedom. It is some of the most gorgeous music ever written for chorus in an opera. And that is the center, both emotionally, musically. Everything about this piece kind of comes from there.
In order to make this collaboration happen, the Heartbeat team had to earn the trust of the singers in prison. Michael Powell is one of those chorus members. He's also known by the name Black. He was formerly incarcerated in Ohio at Marion Correctional and sang in the Coogee Men's Chorus there. Black says that they didn't want to be used as a prop.
For when Dan and Ethan came in, like, it was like the quick fill-out process. Like, okay, let's fill them out. Let's see what's going on. Because we don't want to feel exploited in any way. We already get exploited enough.
Darrell Akon is the associate artistic director of Heartbeat. In Fidelio, he sings the role of Rock, a prison guard. Akon says that opera can be a great vehicle for addressing and reflecting social movements.
In the 1830s and 40s, folks were out on the streets screaming Viva Verdi because opera was such a relevant space for disruption, relevant space for human connection and reflection. For me, it's always, okay, so here's the 18th, 19th century version. What's the 2022 version?
Akon also says this reworked version of Fidelio had particular meaning for him.
I'm someone who has been impacted by the carceral system. I have a sibling who was incarcerated for a very long time, and you know, clearly it affects family dynamics. And so there's that piece, but there's also just a piece of the fact that this is not actually a mechanism for justice. It sits on the backs of Black and brown people. You know, racism is at the core of what makes that machine continue to roll forward.
Black, the singer from the Coogee's Men's Chorus, was released from prison in 2020. He's now the director of outreach and new initiatives for a small nonprofit in Columbus, Ohio, which works with people touched by the justice system. He's also a musician and actor.
If you really want to try to impact lives, or if you care anything about prison justice reform or any of those things, support the arts going into those prisons and support the community coming out of prison and their dreams and aspirations of continuing the art that they learned.
Heartbeat Opera's updated Fidelio is now touring the country with performances in California and Arizona. Anastasia Tsiolkas, NPR News, New York.